This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about dogs. We have a new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog, which is all about the magic of sharing life with a dog. Because they keep us company, they give us unconditional love, they share in all the ups and downs of our lives. They definitely make every day an adventure. And they can be remarkably human, even needing a little therapy, just like their human family members. And sometimes that therapy comes in the form of a cat. Susan Willett witnessed this in her own family. She tells us that one day, her cat Calvin walked into the family room and stopped, smelling something different in the air. It was Susan's dog, Tucker, who lay miserably on the couch with a plastic cone around his neck. He had just been to the vet to have a split toenail treated. Calvin, the cat, cautiously leapt onto the couch and sniffed the edge of the cone. The dog merely sighed, even though he didn't have a very good relationship with the four cats in the household. He got on well with the other dogs and the humans, but if any of the cats even walked into Tucker's favorite room, he would jump down from where he was sleeping and crawl out of the room on his belly. This was probably related to the fact that one of the cats was always bullying him. The cats didn't like him much because he was a bouncy, loud dog who was always getting into things. But now, Tucker was a quiet, humiliated dog in a cone, and Calvin the cat felt comfortable getting really close to him, right in his face. And then Calvin licked Tucker's head and started grooming him inside the cone. Susan says, it was a sweet moment between two individuals of different species who had mostly avoided each other until then. That was when things changed permanently between Calvin and Tucker. They remained friends, playing together, lying around together. And whenever Tucker got a cone, which was often, Calvin was there to comfort him and keep him company while he endured yet another round of recovering from an injury to his body and his pride. When Tucker got an aggressive cancer, Calvin took care of him too. After Tucker died, Calvin found ways to connect with Susan's other two dogs, but it wasn't the same as the very special relationship between Tucker and Calvin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Diane Stark discovered her cat's ability to be a therapist for her dogs one year on the 4th of July. As the fireworks started their booming sound that night, her two dogs ran under a desk and huddled together, trembling. The cat, on the other hand, lay calmly on top of the desk that the dogs were hiding under, looking like she felt a bit superior to the dogs. But then the cat jumped down off the desk and went underneath it where the dogs were. Diane and her daughter thought the cat had become frightened too. But no, she was actually snuggling between the two dogs and petting them with her front paws. The dogs' trembling diminished. They were visibly relaxing due to the ministrations of the cat. When the loud noises ended, the cat and the two dogs came out from under the desk as though nothing special had happened. But Diane and her daughter won't forget the kindness their little cat showed that day to her fellow family members, those big frightened dogs. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. You can find the book on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers and independent bookstores. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, chickensoup.com, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story, and perhaps you will become a published author. And please come back for our next episode for two stories from our book about angels and the miraculous, about love that never dies.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.